Hello, Indiana 4-H families, and welcome to Barn Chatter. Barn Chatter is a podcast series focused on the 4-H animal science projects. My name is Aaron Fisher, and I am a 4-H extension specialist with Purdue University. Today, Barn Chatter will focus on the new Youth for the Quality Care of Animals program and how it will be implemented in Indiana. In today's episode, we are joined by Karna Dam. Karna is an extension educator with Nebraska Extension and is also a YQCA board member. Now, let's get on to the chatter. Hi, Karna. Welcome to Barn Chatter. Please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your background and experience.
Good afternoon. I have been involved with Nebraska Extension for about 28 years, doing 4-H and youth education. During that time, part of my master's program was on quality assurance and the program and its effectiveness of education. I have invested a lot of years into looking at better ways for educating youth on the quality care of animals. Nebraska had a course for the last 5 years that was online and gave us an opportunity to explore whether online education worked well with youth age 8 to 18. As a result, a national YQCA course for Youth for the Quality Care of Animal online course has been developed for a consistent message nationally for all youth exhibitors age 8 to 21.
Can you tell us a little bit about the purpose of YQCA and why was it developed?
Sure. YQCA was developed in a partnership with extension educators and specialists involved in animal science from 10 universities that already had livestock quality assurance courses available to their youth. We were joined by industry with predominantly the National Pork Producers, National Beef Cattle Association, National Milk Producers, and a few other organizations that have contributed to the importance of wanting to be able to share a consistent message with youth exhibitors on proper care and management of animals. Our overarching goal for livestock quality assurance is to ensure to the consumer that there is a higher level of expectation for a quality product to reach them in the grocery store, so that they have a greater confidence in what they are placing on the table for their families.
What industry support are you seeing for YQCA?
The primary industry partners are National Pork Board, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, or NCBA as they may be better known, National Milk Producers Federation, American Sheep Industry Association, American Rabbit Breeders Association, and the National Western Stock Show. Representatives from each of these industry partners do hold a place on the YQCA board and have been extremely instrumental in the development of the curriculum, the content of what that curriculum should pertain to so that it matches what the adult version of quality assurance expects, as well as being financial contributors to the development of the curriculum.
How much does the program cost?
There are two opportunities for youth to participate. One way is through the overall online version, where the youth complete the entire course online. That is a $12 fee that the youth will pay upon enrollment in their course through 4-H Online. States are also able to offer an instructor-led training where extension educators or extension professionals, FFA advisors, or veterinarians are certified as instructors for this course, and they can do that face-to-face. The training for that is $3 per youth, and again, they pay that upon enrollment through 4-H Online.
This sounds like a very important program. So what kind of participation have you seen in this first year of YQCA?
In the first year after launching in April, we had 33 states that had youth go through for a total right under 4,900 youth. Indiana had 346 youth that participated in the course this year.
Yes, we did have a pilot project here in Indiana in which youth from 19 counties went through the online modules. Those youth that went through the modules, 94% of them reported that they learned that they can have an impact on the livestock industry by what they do with their 4-H animal. They also reported that they gained knowledge about quality assurance principles, and then 80% agreed that they plan to change their animal management practices with their 4-H animals. So we deem that a successful pilot project. Can you tell us what updates to YQCA that we might be able to expect in the next couple years?
We launched the first year of YQCA, the first part of April 2017. The next series will be launched in early March of 2018, and then we will have years 3 and 4 available following that. Each year is an independent course, so the youth will not be repeating information necessarily as they are within the same age division. There will also be a test out option that will be added in 2018 for intermediate, senior, and young adults that will allow them to not have to go through and complete the entire module. They will simply be able to test out of the option. So, what are your plans in Indiana for the future of quality assurance with your youth?
Thank you for that question. New for 2018, to exhibit beef cattle, dairy cattle, swine, sheep, meat goats, dairy goats, poultry, and rabbits, Indiana 4-H members must be certified through the Youth for the Quality Care of Animals program. For more information about in-person trainings, 4-H youth should contact their county extension office. While this is a new requirement, it should not be viewed as just another rule, but rather as an important educational opportunity for 4-H livestock members. Making this an exhibition requirement is how we are ensuring that 4-H members learn about quality assurance, but it really has nothing to do with animal exhibition. The real reason we are requiring YQCA is so youth learn best management practices with their animals. The goals of having Indiana 4-H members complete the YQCA program include ensuring that Indiana 4-H livestock members are more prepared to be ambassadors for animal agriculture in their role as youth livestock exhibitors, and animals from the Indiana 4-H livestock program are treated with the utmost care. Finally, that Indiana 4-H members are contributing to a safe, wholesome food supply. Thank you, Karna, for spending some time with us talking about the YQCA program. This sounds like a quality program, and I believe it will meet a significant need in the Indiana 4-H livestock program. For more information about the YQCA program, please visit yqca.org. For more information about the Indiana 4-H program, please visit extension.purdue.edu/4-H. The livestock industry is experiencing significant negative publicity because of animals from youth livestock programs, so I want to conclude this episode, like I have before, with a challenge. Will you take your responsibility to ensure that 4-H youth are learning to ethically raise and exhibit their animals? You can help change this perception. Will you be part of the solution? Thanks for listening, and I look forward to seeing you next time for more Barn Chatter.